always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo!
What's good, y'all?
It's your boy, Don Christian.
It's your boy, Frog.
And check it out, man. It's the National Day of Prayer episode. We got some callers. Let's get into them callers right quick.
Well, to me, National Day of Prayer is something that obviously people don't know about because it's not something that's highly, it's not in the public. There's a lot of anti-Christ groups, that are filled with atheists that actually do their part to try to keep this from being notarized or whatever the case may be. So they really do their part with a lot of these small groups that really get together. And I was actually reading an article that was dealing with this, and President Obama was making statements about it, saying it's a good day for people around the world to get up and nationally pray. But, there's a lot of also Christian groups that feel it's just a religious act for a lot of people who aren't even saved to just kind of go through the motions. So, I mean, everybody has their say-so, but what it means to me is whether it's a religious act or not, if somebody is willing to actually stop and engage in prayer and dialogue with the Father, then there's something inside of them that's allowing them to do that, because people don't just come out of their natural comfort zone and just pray for no reason. There has to be something going on that makes them want to pray. There has to be something around them that's causing them to have a desire to pray. So whether it's a religious act or not, I feel it's a good thing. I'm not too sure why it's not out there like that out with the people who do their job to try to keep it from being blown up. But, I think it's cool, man.
Okay, and one more thing. Did you know about it prior to today?
I've heard of it before, but I didn't even know it was today. And I'm a Christian, so.
Yeah, this is Gene. Well, I think obviously one of the biggest things that's going on here is because Satan is so loose in our society, there's a lot of obscured vision going on. In all honesty, the National Day of Prayer should be every day. The Bible tells us we got to pray for those leaders and we got to pray for those that are over us. And like Jesus said, and we were just some folks talking about this the other night, you got to render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And, we have an obligation as Christians to abide by the law of the Lamb, but a bigger obligation to make sure that people understand what the gospel is really about. And I think so often in society today, we accept everything as it is instead of putting up the Christian fight. That sometimes things like this just tend to fall by the wayside, and it's all Satan's plan. Well, I think the biggest thing is we need to stand up, and we need to unite. And I'm a minister, and I tell folks all the time, something you have to remember is that there is no denomination in the Bible, and that religion is man-made. That it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ, and it doesn't matter where you come from, where your demographics are, how you've been raised. If you are a believer in Christ, then we are a family. And there's too much separation between church and church. And that caused such a division in believers that folks are always at battle with each other. And my prayer would be that people really stand up together, united. I mean, just like Martin Luther King did, he tried to unite folks. That's what Christians need to do today. They need to unite together. Black, white, red, or brown, it doesn't matter. We are a family and stand up against the adverse effects of everything in society that beats us down and say, hey, you know what? God is in control. And my faith ain't even as big as a mustard seed, but one day when it is, you're going to see some powerful mountains move around in this country.
Keep your head up high until your neck hurts, and let the sun keep you warm like a sweatshirt. They don't know how you feel like texture. The storm is gonna leave in the morning, but go to bed first. But wait, you waking up and your head hurts. Plus your mind's gone, now how does that work? And your eyes closed, so you crash first. The people just take away from you, they don't ask first. And that's backwards, I spit it out but I can't take back words. So that just adds hurt, man, and that's cold like the South Pole. Mama said if it ain't good to keep your mouth closed, so my lips seal. But see my mind is never concealed, though if I think it, it's bad still. Feeling you, now you know how my pen feels. Because it's warm and until they add the wind chill.
Everybody loves you more.
Can you stand
the rain?
I'm trying to stand, but my head is on another level. I made it to another stage, but that's another devil. I'm trying to tune it all out and turn up the treble. Cause when it's quiet, crazy thoughts be running through my mental. If I die, would you cry and try to get the tissue? Or would you keep living life like I never missed you? Pain is so official, cause homie, life is hard. On this battlefield fighting, you can get scarred. Man, and fam, she was only 13. Got raped and knocked up another hurt queen. Fresh teen had goals, now they hurt dreams. It's like the only how we get is when the hurt bleeds. Dad, they said listen when the church sings, but it's rare to see them out with the hurt fiends. But sunny days are gonna come, just stay in the rain. The hurt is only making you strong, stay in the pain.
Tuned in
to Yada Da King Radio.
I'm reloading.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is. It's time to get it in. Let's go.
Get it, don't stop, get it.
Boom, shakalaka, boom, give me room to illuminate the place with grace from the groom. Born again, straight from the womb, I already died daily, embracing my tomb. I'm dying to live, well, God keep his eye on the kid. Steady watching, I'm already dropping heavy doctrine, yet it's oh so simple. Any other name, no potential. In the even try, oh so sinful. I shoot into you straight like a 44 pistol. I got the glamour, cock the hammer. With truth, no juice, no Tropicana. Cause I was headed for the grave. Then I read in Isaiah 59.
stop, get it, don't stop, get it Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And that used to scare me, cause I know he's the door. I tried to go around him, I was an evil boy. But where sin increased, grace increased even more. Now I spit like they say, what you rap about Jesus for? Then they thanking God at the BET Awards. You can't have it both ways, son, it's either or. Either he's the source of your life or you don't need the Lord. Ain't no middle ground, you gotta choose a side. Who is God of your life? Choose yourself, that's suicide. Homie, it's do or die, who am I to decide? Whether you're living truth or lie, you can try to beautify your life with a dividend. Fat grip, you're living in. Fat grip, you're dipping in. Cash and the women grins. In the end, what can save you from a pit of sin? People need to know the remedy, I gotta get it in. Get it, don't stop, get it It's so bizarre, you know life's road is hard. And the only hope is hoping God. Cats yapping, their focus talk like they don't need them. You know how people are, they wanna exercise their freedom. How can you be free when you're a slave to sin? How is it you don't see that you were made to win? Life without Christ is broke, traded in for the one you can't afford. But it's yours by the grace of Him. Come stop with your favorite rims. Get close to Christ and watch how He makes it spin. And it's oh so glorious, doing it big, so notorious. He's the one, you Zozo Morpheus. Ready for war, we stone cold warriors. Salt in the earth, but y'all taste like cinnamon. Then again, that's the reason why I gotta get it in.
That's my man, Willie Will.
Let's go. Get it.
That's Let's Get It In, man.
We were actually in that that video, man. If you look for us, man, I was a short guy with the long braids.
Yeah, it was a nice video, man. It was on the South and everything, man.
Rapzilla.
That's right. Well, check it out, man. We got my brother Fidel, all the way from Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, man. I'm out here in, you know, Tulsa, okay, home of the, you know what I'm saying, the Shock, new WNBA Shock, and, you know, 2 hours away from the Thunder, so, you know, that's what's up.
Okay, so, man, you going for the Thunder this year, man?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man, hometown hero.
Nice.
Man, see, and realistically, those are the Seattle Sonics, man, so.
I know, right?
Man, we kind of got robbed. You guys got, a good, solid team. I have to say that, man, in the next couple of years. I think okay, season's gonna be nice, man.
Yeah, I totally agree, man. We got some heat out here.
I was shocked that Kevin Durant led the league in scoring.
Yeah,
that was very, very interesting.
He gonna take the LeBron spot.
Yeah. Well, check it out, man. Fidel, man, tell the people where you from. You know what I'm saying? We already know you're from Oklahoma. I think you're originally from Memphis, though, right?
Yeah, originally from Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, man, and tell them, man, what your ministry is about. I know you you do Christian hip-hop music, but I feel like your ministry is geared to, I guess I would say, people that is not, that the Christian hip-hop is not always geared to. Tell them a little bit about your ministry and all that.
Yeah, that's something, most definitely. I've definitely, my music, my stage name, I go by Fidel, which is short for Fidelity. You spell it S-E-D-E-L, which basically Fidelity was, a name that I took from a thesaurus, you know, basically looking up words that, like, truthful. I was looking up words like truth and accuracy and things like that. And you know, fidelity was one of the words. So I basically took fidelity, and that was like kind of the start of my ministry, was to be a man, to strive to be a faithful man, and a man that that brings the truth.
Yeah.
And from that, you know, and from that, that's kind of what my, you know, the music ministry would burst out of. And now, you know, I've been doing it about eight years. I didn't put out my first album until 2008. And the thing that birthed me doing what I do is being from, you know, a difficult situation at home and in my neighborhood, and kind of music always being the outlet. Being a way to kind of help me in a tough time. And, you know, so I kind of, the only issue with that was the type of music I was listening to. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that really encouraged me to make godly music, music that encourages and edifies, you know, people. So that was, that, you know, in a nutshell, kind of, you know, what my ministry is about, is making music that edifies and encourages people. And always having my foundation being Jesus Christ.
Okay, and I know real quick before we go into this cut, you just came out with an album. You said in 2008 was that, or was that the first album?
Yeah, my first album was actually the album that I'm kind of still. My first album was I Live, and you know, I released I Live basically in 2008, November 2008. And the beginning of this year, I kind of switched. The tagline for my album was, I will be everything they say I could not be. And that was the tagline for I Live. So the end of 2009, the beginning of 2010, I began the campaign, the I Will Be campaign, basically. And, you know, it was kind of me taking, it was kind of like what I call a second phase of the album, which I take that campaign. I took that campaign and basically took it, you know, to the street, to the people, to everyday people, and basically encouraged them to be all that God has called them to be.
Okay. So check it out, man. We're going to do this. We're going to go to this cut by Red Letters real quick called what? Boom Pop.
Boom.
That's right, man. So let's get it in. Yada Da King Radio. Let's go.
White talk.
Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah. What it do, fam? Jesus in my house, the devil square. And I'ma run it like a track star that's practicing day and night. To get the gold like Olympics. Jesus is in the house, can you feel it? Like the Jackson 5. I'm happy to be alive and I'm staying alive like BGs. Please, these MCs claim Christ, but don't even get down on bended knees like boys to men. How you praising his name, but yet scribble with the poison pen? That don't make sense now, do it. But you know his love run through me fluent. And I spread it like Tick 6, say. But I'm living it, this isn't a cliche. I'm a believer, better believe that I believe that he's the king of God. Jesus got freedom. So I'm gonna celebrate by turning the bass up in your eardrum. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock. Cash cares upon he that put the weight of sin upon his back. Then he freed the world from weights of depression, oppression. I'm guessing my blessing was pressed in. He when he came and he died, rose with a hole in his side, known as the holiest eye, Jehovah, the owner of mine. So I gotta get bolder with my praises and lifestyle.
Gotta get hold of my pride.
And the rest of things that's a must. Gotta put the flesh to death like sign language. Gotta two-step to rap. My Lord's goodness contagious. I guess the flame could catch it. The fire was shed in my bone. Tell you I let out of tone. Give him my all at the throne when I zone. And I'm prone to drop my worries in worship. Clumsy. Thank God my Lord won't trip. I'm a believer. Better believe that I believe that he's the king of God. Jesus got freedom. So I'm gonna celebrate by turning the bass up in your eardrum. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock. I'm a believer. Better believe that I believe that he's the king of God. Jesus got freedom. So I'm gonna celebrate by turning the bass up in your eardrum. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock to the boom pop. Turn it up, let it knock.
You're listening to Yada Da King Radio. Jesus is cracking.
unplugged and lost all power. Feeling like you ain't got hope in this hour. Everything that was right done went sour. Confidence small, not tall like a tower. Everything that was fixed now seems broke. Burdens that you carry too heavy can't cope. Friends that you ask for help, they say no, no. And so you're feeling like, yeah. If I ain't got nobody there for me, then I don't see a reason to still breathe. But you got so much life still to see. Your goals, visions, family and dreams. You've been living your life down in the dumps. You've been living your life down in the slums. Now it's time for you to take charge. Stand tall, live large and get supercharged.
Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged.
Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Is what you gotta do. And when you do, be renewed. Because the peace that he brings will give you a new song to sing. And if you walk in his might, everywhere that you go, you'll shine his light. So no more feeling sad and blue about all that you've been through.
All that you've been through.
No more words of defeat about how you couldn't reach your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. How times got hard and everything you're facing. Time to turn those things into motivation and start to praying, which leads to prayer.
Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. Step up in the prayer closet, yeah. And get a word from God that'll get you supercharged.
When you step up in, when you step up in the prayer closet,
need to be believers, period. I mean, if you're a true believer and you're really walking with Jesus Christ and you obey his word, which he tells us to pray without ceasing, and he also tells us to be a witness unto people. So we got to be aware of the times and seasons. There was a group of people that were like the smallest, one of the smallest tribes, but they were one of the most poignant tribes because they were called Issachar and they understood the times and the seasons. There's very little written about them, but there's an understanding that they knew what was going on around them. So it's not calling everybody to read the newspaper or read every book that comes out, but an awareness of what the Father is doing amongst the hearts of our, you know, nation historically. And historically, that's one of the things that he did, was he touched the hearts of our leaders to say, man, we set aside a day of prayer and consecration for the nation to really cry out and ask for protection, for wisdom, for repentance, all that stuff. And now more than ever, we need it. So I just think people need to plug in by, I mean, we should be doing this anyway. We don't need to be told when a day is. But it's great that our nation recognizes it. When you got our government that it doesn't profess to know the Lord, saying that it's that day, let's get it in with them and let's use this as an opportunity to lead people to the light.
Okay. Now, let me ask you one more question. Why do you feel that, you know what I'm saying, this holiday is not treated as a holiday? And it is truly the most holy day we might have in the United States history.
Because we're trying to do the whole, what do they call it? Like the choose your own adventure or the smorgasbord or the potluck. So we kind of want to have this religious pluralism society, and that kind of will, because they don't want to offend people. They don't want to look at the roots of the nation and say, wait a minute, well, the roots of the nation, the founding people, though they were flawed and imperfect, they wrote a document like no other that had to come from inspiration from God. I mean, there were, you see the human elements in it and the mistakes, but why everybody from all around the world try to get into the United States? I mean, you don't see people breaking into other nations, but they're really trying to come here for a reason. So I think that it's just trying to appease people, so trying to be popular. Oh, we want everybody to be recognized. We don't want be have a focus on one belief over another, but all beliefs are not equal, and there are some all ideas do have consequences, and there are some bad ideas. So needless to say, we believe in absolute truth, and we don't believe in relativism. So I think the nation should stick to its guns of what made it a great nation.
Man, that's good. Thank you very much, Andre, for giving us a call, man. I'll get that soon.
Yes, sir.
That's my brother, Chase Sutton. And when I say brother, I really mean brother. You know what I'm saying? That's our brother. It's Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King.
That's right. We back with Fidel. Man, we just talking about his ministry, man. Fidel, we're going to get it in real deep, man. Number one, what is the most important thing you want to convey with your music, man?
Well, the Bible says that, you know, God's kindness brings men to repentance. So, if I really want to convey his God's love, his kindness, his mercy, his grace. I feel like, you know, that's something that, you know, you will hear that in my music in and out. So that's one thing that I really want. And a lot of that is because of, you know, a lot of times his love is what a lot of people latch on to because, you know, of this situation, whether it's being from abuse, home, depression, or, you know, just different things that go on with our people, with believers and non-believers today. And, you know, and I'm one of those guys who really believes that music is a tool that God uses to encourage people, especially in low places of their life when, you know, they feel like giving up in any area, whether that's on him, whether that's on the vision he's given them, that's on life in general, just different things. So there's a lot of things I try to convey, but I would say, you know, if I had one key thing, I would say that.
Okay, man, that's what's up, bro. Real to the point. My man is, you know what I'm saying, I can tell he's poised, man. He's ready for that. These questions, man. Man, and you know, I kind of had the ability to get to know you before, man. You were part of my Foreign Tongues Volume 1, man, and I definitely appreciate it. And that kind of let some of the people out here know about your ministry, man. And really, man, I really think that was a good look. Also, man, for the album that you came out with a hot video, man. Tell us about that process. Tell them how they can see that. You know what I'm saying? Tell them what's good.
Oh, that's tough. Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I actually, you know, that was a lot of fun. I remember the situation, me and my man, D. Murray. Murray was on that, too, I believe.
Yeah, right, Murray.
He recorded over Murray's crib and, at his joint. And, but, yeah, I appreciate that. That was a good look, man. It was a lot of fun. The album, the I Live album, you know, which came out, which you can get everywhere on iTunes and all that good stuff. The song that we released from that was called Walking Like I'm Changed, which actually that song had the tagline for the album, which was I Will Be Everything They Say I Could Not Be. And we released that out, that video. That video actually is on over 120 outlets. Wow. So, yeah, we actually, yeah, it's everywhere.
Praise and,
Tracy, it was a lot of fun. If you go to my YouTube channel, I have actually like a some videos. I'm actually like a basically showing a little behind the scenes of the video, also like some funny stuff and just some of the stuff we did. And that was a lot of fun. That video was a lot of fun. We had a really strong vision. It was funny because me and the director of the video, we actually had the same idea when we came to each other to discuss it.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, it was basically, you know, I won't spoil it, but it was a real mini movie. It has an intro, but the intro is huge because it basically shows somebody in bondage breaking out of their chains. And yeah. So go check it out. You can go check, if you Google Fidel walking out of chains, go to my website, FidelMusic.com, you'll find it. But that song basically, I feel like, embodied the album as a whole.
Mm-hmm. And now, how long did it take, man? Was it like a 3-day video shoot? You know what I'm saying? Because some people don't know how long professional videos actually take to get shot.
They can be a beast sometimes, man.
Yeah, you're right. They can. They can be a long. I'll tell you how we shot this video. I worked, we shot that video in 2 days.
Okay.
When I say 2 days, I don't even know. I can't even say 2 full days. It was 1 full day. It was a half a day on the other side, because what that process went like this. I worked from 6 a.m. to 12 that morning. I left my job. We went and picked up all the props. We started about 3 o'clock, and we shot the intro, which when you watch that intro, just know that intro, I was in a dirty warehouse for 3 hours in everything you can name in that corner. I sat there for 3 hours.
Man. Hey, that corner looked real nasty too.
Dude, that was something we created. I just had to lay in that corner. I laid in that corner and bugs and all of that. We've had 3 hours worth of footage. We had about an hour and a half worth of footage. I was literally in that spot for 3 hours. I didn't leave. So we shot that for 3 hours, and and then after that we shot different scenes. We shut it down at midnight. We woke up at 5, and we shot from 5 to 2 a.m. that morning.
Oh, man.
So I left the video shoot at 2 a.m. and I went to work at 6 a.m. So it was, we worked extremely hard, you know, on the video. You'll see people, of course, yeah. So it was a lot of fun. The director is a phenomenal, he's a phenomenal guy. He's a great talent to Believers, man. And
who actually shot that?
Huh?
Who was the guy that shot it?
Jay Cabrera.
Okay.
If you watch the video, if you post the video, his name comes up. It flashes at the bottom.
Yeah.
He's done my video, Cam. Cam from, you know, he does some of the 116 stuff. Like he did the Don't Waste Your Life hook.
Yeah. We know Cam.
Cam. He did K Praise. And he
did Drake. Yeah, I saw that one too. Oh, so he did Dre Murray's joint. So I'm gonna just tell the listeners out there real quick. This dude got a pretty nice, you know what I'm saying, resume. You know what I'm saying? The Fidel, the Dre Murray. I mean, I ain't gonna spoil the video neither, but when I seen the rain in the joint, I was like, dog, that is hard, man.
Oh, man.
Cause you just can't get normal, you know what I'm saying? You can't get cameras, HD cameras, you can't get them joints wet, man. You know what I'm saying? So you can't do that. So I'm just gonna say my dude. I can't pronounce his name, man. I ain't gonna try. But he got a nice little roster, man. So if you in you know what I'm saying, the Midwest area, it might even be a good investment to fly him in. You dig? Even on the West Coast, you dig? So
yeah,
that's what's up, man.
Yeah. So hey, Fidel, real quick, man, I got a question for you, man. Are you full time? Do you do full time ministry? And what does full-time ministry consist of for you?
Well, for me, all right, for me, when I say when I say full time, I don't like, basically I'm putting, I left my 8-to-5. I was on my job for 7 years, about 8 years. I was doing well. I basically said I'm gonna leave my job to make myself available for the music ministry. So yeah. that when it looks like to me, that means that my priority is the music ministry. Like, and that's what that means to me. It doesn't mean I left my job to take care of my daughter, you know what I mean? And so therefore, it means that the priority for me and my wife, my family, for me, is my music ministry. So time, you know, when I wake up, my time is put towards certain objectives that I'm trying to accomplish, and just trying to be a good steward over what God has given me. Because God he's opened a lot of doors, you know, and I just got back from Florida and talking to Urban B, and you know, I was telling him, you know, just, you know, being full time and how it's been, and he was just telling me how, you know, for me to be in this place right now, it's like God is really blessing me. He is. Like he's really opened a lot of doors, you know, and you know, I'm just trying to be faithful and be a responsible man as a husband, as a father and all that good stuff. Because it was time for me. Like I knew it was time. It was like, you know, either I'm gonna take this time to jump out there and expand, and because that's what was on my heart. Either I'm gonna do it now or I'm never gonna do it. Like it was just one of those things for me. So I would say I made myself available, and music ministry is a priority. Doing music, performing, doing shows, speaking, because I actually do both. Like I do, you know, sometimes, you know, people call me and they'll ask me to speak and to perform. So
yeah, that's what's up. So it's not just MCing, it's not just studio time, man. And you know, for some artists that are looking to get to the place where they are doing this full time, it's gonna take a lot of work.
Well, I'll say this, even like when I first started, I didn't record music for months. Like I love recording and writing. I can do it all day, but a lot of times, like, priority and what I do is like priority in what I do, like recording, though I love it, and I mean it's a desire to do it, like it's almost a lot of times not the priority.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I mentor kids, I do different things in general, but you know, a lot of times that's all we think about as artists, and any artist like me, it's like that's all you wanna do. You know what I mean? But there's a lot more things to handle. You know, if any artist will be honest with you, they'll let you know there's a lot more things to handle, you know, when you decide to take that step. So.
Yeah.
Man, that's what's up, man. We on Yacht at Our King, man, getting it in with my brother Fidel, man, as he's sharing his heart, his passion. Fidel, man, we're going to go into this song by you called Get Live.
Get Live!
He's Alive. I think this was your second single off the album. Man, let the people know about it right quick.
Real quick.
Get Live. It's funny because that was the last, if I'm not mistaken, that was the last song that I did on the album. Like that probably was the, I had that hook before the beat, and basically the song was, I came up with this song, basically, you know, a song saying Get Live because our Savior Jesus Christ is risen. And it was kind of like an Easter song, I guess, you know, but it was an everyday song, but it was like my Easter song. In which, you know, I had this song where it's kind of like get live, you know, do your dance. And I had the hook, but my man Firstborn, you know, I'm a beat junkie. I always like to hear beats, you know, but I'm the type of guy that, like, I'm extremely picky because a lot of times the beat tells me what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like, I might have an idea, but the beat is gonna tell me. Like, I don't really like making beats from scratch. I like actually hearing a beat and creating a hook. And so I had Get Live, and then when I heard that beat, I was like, man, that's Get Live, Be Alive. So I heard it, put it together, and I think, you know, that I don't even know if I use paper to write that song. Like, I think most of that was just, it was like, it just wrote itself, so.
All right, well, let's do this. Fidel,
Get Live, He Alive on Yada Da King Radio. Let's get it in.
Yeah.
Sun, I seen the rays of the sun, was raised with them, now we won. And I'm a seal for the age to come. It's obvious you read the scriptures, fam. You see that we the one. Forget me, your fam, either one. And we some riders, fam. Yeah, we ride for Christ, we don't run. Go to war, had a running with the king. Switch to our ride for. I'm prepared for the future, but accept there could be no tomorrow. We go hard, fam, we don't care who you are. Full armor like a Brinks car. Fight for the faith like my last name speaks all. My first name's Ab. I think about the cross like it ain't that bad. He got beat for me, ripped cheek for me, left a seat in glory to take heat for me. That's why I ride through this momentary suffering. That's why I ride and I die for the brethren. My Lord, he died for this covenant. The martyrs died for this covenant. Like Kelly, your boy, a survivor, homie, to the day that I die, I'm a rider.
That was my guy Thizzle.
Thizzle.
But I'm a rider.
I'm a rider.
Thizzle, man, if you ever hear this show, we need to get you on, man.
I know,
and
right?
And matter of fact, they're coming with a tour out here, right?
Yeah, man, the Urban Missionary Tour with Pro, K-Drama, and Jason and Thizzle.
And DJ Morph, man.
And DJ Morph.
Yep, so... Man, we getting it in, man. Having a wonderful time.
That's right.
This interview is going good, man. Hey, what's up, Fidel? What you got to say?
How close are y'all to Oakland?
Man, we're like...
A long drive.
Yeah, we like Cali to Oakland.
There's a whole state in between us.
Oh, okay.
We get, there's Cali, then Oregon, then Washington. He said Oakland.
No, I know. I'm just telling him. We like on Cali.
Whoa.
So if we catch the airplane, you did... It's gonna be
a nice ride.
It might be like 6-5 hours. I went there when I was younger. My grandma lives out there in Wichita, Kansas.
Why are you lying?
My grandma does live out there in Wichita.
I'm not saying.
It's probably like a 3-hour, you know what I'm saying, 4-hour.
Never
mind. I ain't been to Oklahoma, you dig? So, hey, if anybody out there that know Fidel wanna get me out there, let's make it happen, man. Believe Frog here, man.
Uh-oh. Something just happened.
I'll just play it. Fidel, man. Hey, so today's topic actually is, man, the National Day of Prayer. And we want to ask you, man, what are your thoughts on it? How come, you know, Christians, most Christians don't even know that there's a National Day of Prayer? And if it is, they don't have no idea where it is at because it's not on the calendar. Man, just tell the people, did you actually, you know, group up with some cats and pray, or did you even know about it?
I knew about it. I didn't group up. With anybody, you know, I have in the past, if not this year. I mean, one of the things about, you know, unfortunately, the way our society is set up, you know, we're kind of moving away from, you know, those type of things, like as far as them being publicized. Mm-hmm. They would get more air in my area. We have a lot of churches in my area, so you might hear more things in my area, but, you know, you go to other cities, you know, and it's, you know, you're just not going to hear a lot about it. And unfortunately, I almost feel like unless, like, we make a big deal out of it, you know, we can't depend on the powers that be to. Because in the past, we could.
Yeah.
You know, but things have changed. So it's kind of one of those things where, you know, the way it seems like, you know, we're going, I just can't really see those type of things being popular.
Yeah. So what do you think
You did say, you know, one thing that we have to make a big deal about it. What is something that Christians should do to make this a prayer day? Not only that, we have the National Day of Prayer, and then this month, because I was talking to my mom, I was like, man, how come they don't tell us about this stuff? Like, well, the average church is not saying, yo, this is the National Day of Prayer, let's group up and pray. And then on top of that, they got a prayer, a worldwide day of prayer this month, and I still don't know the day. You know what I'm saying? So what should we as Christians do to keep this National Day of Prayer? Because, you know, sometimes it seems like in society, you know, we have, you know, the Muslims, they have their rights. Man, I mean, like, them kids, I used to work at a daycare, and if there was Muslim kids, we had to let them go and do their time. You know what I'm saying? We put them in another room so they could do it. They wouldn't go to chapel with us or whatever. But it seems like they can get their rights, but as Christians, our rights are kind of being stripped from us. What should we do?
Man, it's so a matter of opinion and how you look at it, because you have some people that say, I don't need a national day, I can just pray with my church or my fellow believers. Then you have some people that, you know, would say that being taken away is affecting us as a nation. Some would say it isn't, we should be praying ourselves. Then some would say the Bible just says that if two or three are gathered, like, I don't need a whole nation. So, I mean, it's one of those things where with me, like, I have never, like, in the circles I've been, since I left high school, I haven't heard much about it. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I left high school 10 years ago, and I heard about it in high school, but since I left, I don't really hear much about it.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I've kind of just taken the thing to say that, you know, I need to make sure my prayer, you know, me getting with my brothers or with my, you know, fellowship with my members at my church and praying with them, praying with my family, that needs to be the priority. But that's because of my environment, you know. But I think it all depends on where you come from. Like, there's certain areas where that has never been a big deal. There are certain areas where it always has been a big deal.
Yeah.
So, you know, but on the other side, I understand what you're saying, because our nation definitely seems like we're moving further and further away from being a Christian nation, because it seems like we're moving, like, we don't want to be offensive. So it's kind of like we're like peace by all means. And
yeah,
it's like, man, that concerns me a little bit, because it's kind of like, man, like, what, like, we want peace. Everybody wants peace, but it's like the cost that people want it, like, I don't know if I'm willing to go that far. You know what I mean? Because it's like, we're like, okay, because of this conflict, now we have to basically just become mute about, you know, something our country has stood on for years.
Yeah.
So it's you know, it's one of those things where I think we need to pray. I'm totally for, like, prayer days are great. We need to make sure we up our prayer lives every day, because the way our nation is going, biblically, even if we look at where our nation is going, prayer is going to be very vital moving forward. Because the things that's happening now, we look at the news and we watch the news, it's, you know, you can see how things are going, and they're not really going our way anymore. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, it's one of those things, man, where I think we have to make sure that we more so be concerned about our prayer lives and our surroundings for life, and keeping those strong and encouraging prayer amongst our fellows.
Right.
Because we're gonna need this on a daily. I'd rather our energy be support our daily lives and the daily lives of our brothers and sisters than just that day. So.
Fidel, man, like I was saying, that was good info, man. And I don't want people to think that this is the only day that we can pray. You feel me?
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we as Christians are doing our job and praying. And as I was saying, we have to use any and every opportunity we get to pray, even outside of our home.
Let's not just make prayer be something that you only do in a church, because I think the church has done a bad job of taking the church outside that building. You know, everybody says, I am the church, but it's rare that you see cats circling up and praying at, you know what I'm saying, it at outside the church.
Yeah.
And that's something that we have to do to say, okay, look, this is something that Christians do. This is something that we believe in. This is something that we have. And when you do that, people have to, you know what I'm saying, respect what you do.
Yeah.
They can't take it away. And the reason why Muslims and other religions, their things are not being taken away is because they actually practice this stuff no matter where they are at. You know what I'm saying? They go and, you know what I'm saying, practice their religion. You know what I'm saying? And I understand our thing is not just a religious thing. It's a relationship. But when you have a true relationship with God, you're in tune to the spirit of God. And when he says, okay, let's go do this, you know what I'm saying, then we should do that. And my biggest thing is, I don't feel like the National Day of Prayer should be the biggest day of a Christian's life. But we should use this to get other people to understand what the power of prayer is when you pray to the right God.
Yeah.
You know? So what you think about that, Frog?
Well, look, man, what I think about this, man, look, what I'm going to actually do is I'm going to go ahead and go to our Facebook page, man. We had some people call in, and we had some people write some stuff down, man, and I'm going to go ahead and read that for you guys. The first comment was from Soul the Interrogator. We're going to have you on soon, buddy. Not to worry. But he wrote down, he said, yeah, some people got offended that Franklin Graham. Now, this is when Franklin Graham, what happened, Don Christian?
I think Franklin Graham was talking about, it was on the South.
He was talking about canceling it.
No, he wasn't saying that. He was saying that the church, he said, if Franklin Graham is Billy Graham's son, I believe.
He is. He is his son.
And basically he was saying that if Christians don't rise up, then in our lifetime, we're going to see that this National Day of Prayer is going to be taken away from us. That's basically what he was saying. He said it was disinvited by the National Army this time.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And really, like Fidel said, it's a peace thing we're trying to do. We're trying to make sure everybody is cool. But even the Word of God says, I did not come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that we all have to understand, that God is not talking about a natural sword where we're chopping cats up. We're not kamikaze in it out here, you dig? But we are standing for the rights that God, you know, has given us, man.
Yeah. So you're going to let me read the comment or what?
Go ahead.
All right. I mean, you just went off into this long.
Praise the Lord.
I mean,
praise
the Lord. Anyway, Saul the Interrogator said, yeah, some people got offended that Franklin Graham was going to speak. So now they talking about canceling it all the time. It amazes me how Muslims can outlaw Christianity in their country, punishable by death, and now they are managing to make it illegal in our own country as well. Now that was a good point. You know, I mean, man, I mean, what do you want to say about that, Mr. Don Christian?
Hey, man, I mean, it's gonna happen if we don't stand up. Yeah. Fidel, what you think, man?
I there's a huge part of me that just feels like this, like, I want Christians to stand up for the National Day of Prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what my first response is, yeah, we need to stand up, you know. But there's a part of me that says, like, there's also a part of me that's like, I think the church, we're more concerned with our thing.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You know what I mean?
He's about to fire some darts at somebody. Go ahead, man.
No, I'm not, because, hey, I can be a victim of the same thing. You know what That's I mean? Right. Like, we all get focused. We all have, you know, things got to do in our heart. So, yeah. I mean, that's as much as I'm going to say about it, though.
Okay, man. So, you kind of... I feel what you're saying, man, and this is what I want to say. We're not bashing the church because we are the church. I think, you know, the biggest thing that people have to understand is I'm a Christian. My brother's a Christian. The little things that we do or don't do, it reflects the kingdom of God.
it doesn't just reflect on me. If I tell people I'm a Christian and then, you know what I'm saying, I'm out, you know what I'm saying, having sex with people that are not my wife, that has a bigger impact on not just me, but the kingdom of God. Because people already say, all Christians are all fake. These cats always doing this. These cats always doing that. Why? Because they seen people that may not even be Christians, let's be clear, do some things, and now they're saying, oh man, well, if this person is doing that, then, you know, I have, you know, I don't want to even be a part of that. You know, and it's sad that the church is like that. So, that's what's up. Fidel, man, we're going to go to this song from you called, actually, we got a little bit of time.
We got, what, 10 seconds?
Let's do this.
Well, 15 seconds.
No, we got some time. We're going to go through some callers real quick that called in about the National Day of Prayer. I think we got three, and then we're going to bring it in back on Fidel. His song called, it's called Tell a Friend. So, Fidel, with what we're talking about, I think this is good, a good song to go into. Tell us about this song real quick.
Tell a Friend was basically a song I just wanted to tell people to, you know, sometimes, you know, the best way to tell people about Jesus is to tell them that he's coming through. You know, intrigue people to want to know more. And, you know, and basically, it's funny. The thing about this song was that this song became the number one song in my city on secular radio. Without me even calling in the vote. Like, you know, I didn't even tell anybody I was doing it. And, you know, the city of Tulsa basically called in, and it was number one for almost a month. So, God really used this song. Who would have thought, you know? It's not even like I tried to make it subliminal. But basically, I just wanted to tell people Jesus was coming soon.
Yeah.
You know, and just tried to be, you know, kind of smart about it and say, you know, Jesus comes soon, tell a friend, you know. So, that was real simple. Like, I didn't overthink this song at all. You know what I'm saying? So.
With Fidel, tell a friend. Let's get it in. Yada Da
King
Radio.
Yada Da King.
They gon' soldier boy, let 'em soldier boy to this. Go, yeah, it's your boy Fidel.
Man, I wish you would do what I do, move for I who. Do what I do, move for I.
Jesus coming soon, tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Screaming in the room, full of whoever, that's just how we do. Ain't ashamed of the truth, here's coming like truth.
Jesus coming soon.
It's like we got it on loop. All glory to the Lord, he picked me out that mall. Equipped me so I'm built to last life for. I carry a sword, it got two edges, just in case the one under my feet wanna test this. My words so precious, so I watch what I say, cause I have what I say. And this is the day the Lord has made, I rejoice cause I'm saved. That price been paid, debt free like Bill Gates.
Man, I wish you would do what I do, move for I who. Do what I do, move for I. In this war full of cones, I talk to the streets, I gotta live it at home. I ain't saying that it's easy, I'm just saying that it's wrong. That's why it's grace from the throne, strength in our weakness. That's why I feel hope in my veins when I speak this. Cause when I get down, he picks me up. And when I get dirty, he cleans me up. And when I get lonely, he reminds me of his love. That's why I got this trust. That's why I got this trust. I serve a good God. Got him saying good God. And he coming soon. And ain't that good, y'all?
Man, I wish you would do what I do. Move for I do. Do what I do.
25th Annual ITM Charity and Music Awards,
July 9th at 7:30
at Mount Tahoma High School,
4634 South 74th Street, Tacoma, Washington, with $10 tickets.
ITM has taken the Be the Match Challenge for African Americans.
Their goal?
Add 200 new registers plus $1,000 to help continue the cause.
Did somebody say after party?
That's July 10th from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
at the Corridor, 2819 208th Street, SeaTac, Washington, with $3 tickets.
To vote, purchase tickets, and get more info,
log on to itmlive.org.
From the class,
Feel the vibe, bang, beat, bang.
In my right hand, I got the crowd swing.
Chanting my hand,
they got their hands up, like they had questions in class, and I got the
answers.
Ain't that just how I go? When we got at a show, we got the power and courage to rock the way they roll. The truth that God showed, when he came and got low. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, but you got that though. You say you got that too, then why you not in blue? To go influence the truth with folk, 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 and the flu. It's like our passion passes, and all our actions absent. But we call to do more than just the work that looks attractive.
From the class.
I'm competing with the secular. I gotta get my best to them. Way I rock, how I rap, ain't got time to mess this up. Hey, true, feel your baby, get your best, no doubt. But you need a better way to flesh this out. Hey, check this out. Anyone can rock a group, but we're a very eternal. Live life like you live for the eternal. But appetites have gone away from reaching masses, gone astray. Our day to day has been replaced by nothing, and our concert no time in the classroom. Learning from these past dudes, our efforts with the church have come up missing like our dads do. And if you are in church, for some of us, hey, we just passed through. That's sad too, his bride is what he'll want next time he passed through.
From the class, From the class.
We would tell disciples, read, pray, evangelize. Be communal, baby, learn to follow Christ. We don't do it ourselves, that's including myself. Don't play this truth to the left, we need to steward this well. But I know when we own our day to day, we need to make sure that we stay on point, just like the scriptures say. Live life like you would on stage, forgive for more than you. Give them the truth that molded you, that's what I say supposed to do. I promise this thing is overdue, I'm praying to God that sobers you, encourages you to focus too. To be on them corners too, like it was a second home for you. But so, hey, this is your wake up call. Man, it's time to wake up, y'all. Let's live for the eternal fruit. Pouring them to your maker, dawg.
From the class,
It ain't just about the concert, you dig? It ain't just about that. He's talking about take it outside there.
That's
and,
right.
And as we were talking with Fidel, it's the same thing, man. Unfortunately, we were not able to keep my guy on the line. His phone has been having some problems. But it's all good. We keep it pushing. You dig?
Uh-huh.
Yada.King Radio. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
My dude, Fidel, for all those that is wondering how they can get a hold of him, it's Fidelity It's Fidel Music, F-E-D-E-L, music.com. You can get all his Twitters, his Facebook, all that through there. Check out his videos, man. My guy's album is nice. From what I heard, it's really good, man. And I appreciate him taking our time to get with us, man. Let's see what the people are talking about on the Yada King Radio. I got somebody that said this. Is it cool if I read them?
Yeah.
MC Super Blessed said the National Day of Prayer is good.
And hold up, who's MC? Let's go ahead and give him a shout out. He put his name on here. His name is Mark Jeffrey Cannon. That's MC Super Blessed up in the chat room.
Oh, Mark Cannon. Yeah, he be on the Facebook too. So that's what's up, baby. Look, he said, although we as Christians need to pray every day, so while it is a good reminder for us to pray, we need to just know that prayer helps our growth in Christ and the ability to bring our needs and desires to the Lord. Then he's going to thun you. And that's copyright from the, what's the name of their show? The Ham Sandwich Show.
Ham Sandwich Show.
He said this, Ephesians 6:18. Go check it out. Philippians 4:6-7. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18.
You want to go ahead and
James 5-16. No, can you pull it out?
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
He gonna pull up a few of them scriptures. Then we also had Diana Lee from Victorious Life Christian Center. You know what I'm saying? My former church. What's good? She said, I think it is a great way for us to celebrate prayer and what it means. That it how we communicate with the Lord. That's how we communicate with the Lord. I think it's what it's supposed to say. That's also a great day for us to all be in accordance with one another, because we are all one body. We need to use that day to pray for each other and for all who is in authority. And that's good stuff. Once again, that was Diana Lee.
And that one of those scriptures out of the NIV was James 5:16. It says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other, so that you may be healed.
Come on.
The prayer of a righteous man
availeth
is powerful and effective. That's what it says in the NIV, which you apparently be reading out of. But what, I mean, that
the prayers of a righteous availeth much. That's, I think that's King James.
That's King James.
Yeah. So okay. I mean, you know, it's they kind of, you know, just, you know, brought us in, let us know what's really good. We did have some callers, man. They chimed in. We appreciate every one of you. Man, we got a we just had a good time here today, man. Yeah. On the Yada King Radio,
and we appreciate you guys, man. Bearing with us in the beta stages, you know. As a good friend of mine said, they said beta is beginner Eric testing anything or trying anything.
Beginner Eric. No, not Eric.
No, I'm just saying that's what he said beta stands for.
Oh, okay, man. Okay, I was like, man. Eric got his whole line going, you did. But check it out, Eric, man. So what is your take on the National Day of Prayer, man?
Man, we have the whole Davis family watching right now. That is cool. My whole take on the National Day of Prayer, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't know what day it was. Seriously. And come to find out, there's actually a national month of prayer, isn't there?
Man, there's a worldwide day of prayer
Sometime this month.
Yeah, and I don't know yet. If any of you guys know when the National Day of Prayer is, hit us up, 206-518-9910. When you call that number, if we're not live, you know what I'm saying, what you can do is press 1 and leave a message. It's that simple. Some people get lost with all the talk that they're saying and all that, you know, but if you just press 1, that's all you got to do.
Hey, are you DJ Don on here?
I'm DJ Don. I'm Don Christian. Okay. I'm trying to be on both screens at the same time.
Got you. So,
that's what it is, man. So, did you pray for the National Day of Prayer?
No, I didn't. I didn't pray specifically for that or spend the whole day for that. But, like I think it was either you or one of the callers that said that, you know, we should be praying every day.
That's right.
You know, no matter what. Or it was Fidel that said that. Mm-hmm. We should pray all day, every day, no matter what. And prayer should always come before everything. You should always ask the Lord, you know, for guidance, because we don't know what step that he really wants us to take. Prayer is very key in this Christian walk that we have.
That's right, man. And I didn't get to pray with people that day. Actually, that day is the day that I hit up people and had them call in. you know, to just to really chop it up with us and say, okay, what is your take on the National Day of Prayer? Because I feel like it's very important that we as a church, number one, pray. That we got to understand that the Word of God and prayer are the key ingredients of Christianity. Without those things, we will not be able to survive. And they're going to take it from us anyways, because the Bible says, hey, they're not going to love us. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, I love you guys. Mwah. You know, they're not they're not doing all that. They're trying to take everything and anything away from us. I mean, if we look at the TV shows, you know what I'm saying, the things that they're predicting, the end of the age, as my dad was preaching on yesterday, we got a lot of people that they could care less about what Christians are doing. And if at all possible, they're going to try to take it from us. All right, Fidel just hit us back up, man. His phone ran out of juice. Hey, man, that kind of stuff happens, right?
Yeah.
Okay, man, so let's get it in, Fidel, man.
The iPhone, especially with the iPhone. Biggest downfall is battery life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What version of the iPhone you got?
I got the 3. I got the, I don't have the S. Like, my wife has the newer one. I have the one before the new one.
See, you called it. We all have iPhones over here.
Yeah, but my wife got the 3G. I got the 2G. I'm waiting for that 4 joint.
And then you're on a 3G right now, on my 3G. So we're iPhoned up right here.
That's right. So, matter of fact, we're going to have an app for y'all real soon.
Real soon.
One day. Get the iPhone because every other phone is missing out.
The 4G, when it comes out, is about to be banging.
Yep.
Yeah. So what we got coming up next, man?
We're going to do this, man. Fidel, man, I gave you a shout out, but I want to have you do it yourself, man. Tell the people where they can get at you, how they can book you, contact you, whatever.
FidelMusic.com. I got to make sure I get this right. FedelMusic.com. New website. It's been up.
It's tight, too, man. I just looked at it.
Huh?
I said it's nice too, man.
Oh, thanks, man. I put up in December. I'm on Facebook. If you're not a fan or whatever, on Facebook, hit me up. That type of thing. I'm on my fan page a lot. I'm on Twitter. I'm learning that people are still on MySpace, so I'm starting to go back over there and check sometimes.
Yeah.
But I'm on Facebook more than anything, and Twitter, and all that good stuff. You can get the album on iTunes.
iTunes.
Amazon.com. One of the most popular things that people know me by now is my shirt. The shirt, I will be everything they say I cannot be. You can get that on FidelMusic.com at the store. So, and that's just, basically it's the same shirt you see in the video. So when we're walking down the street, so.
Hey, man. Cool.
So that's what's up, man. We're gonna go into this song by C-Rob, Not the Same Chick. Fidel, we wanna thank you for calling in, bro. We're gonna keep it posted. We're gonna let you know when the show's up. So Cass can, you know what I'm saying, download this. And if it's a podcast, you got it.
It's Yada King, search it. In iTunes, it's a free podcast. You get a lot more features on there, man. I know we a little bit buggy right now because we directly live, but you get the different show, man. It's a lot more cleaner, so be on the lookout. This is Yada.King.
That's right. Life.
Ladies, this sounds like your anthem right here. See, people don't understand. I'm not that same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a blanket. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. You talking riding coach, I'm talking first class. You talking very broke, I'm talking Prada bags. You got that little faith, but you cannot be mad. I balls hard, all courtesy, you're my dad. He owns 1,000 heels, long as I'm in his wheel, long as I keep it real. It's time to make the deal, to get these souls fed, cause sin is so dead. So it's time to get the paper, that means more bread. I changed my attitude, I got some work to do. I changed my latitude, I am not mad at you. It boils down to you snooze, you lose. Time out for excuses or crying the blues. Cause my daddy's so good, I gotta boast and brag. That's why I walk up
up in the place with immaculate swag. High heels posted with the cross on my back. You either love it or you hate it, can't do nothing with that.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank, yeah. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank, yeah. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
You talking little schemes, I'm talking bigger dreams. I'm talking taking over blocks, using whole teams. 50,000 shepherd kings and shepherd queens. Making moves on point like laser beams. I'm talking greater things, like you will not believe. You cannot believe, cause it has not been seen. I ran 100 miles, but I am not fatigued. I play this game to win, just like Monopoly. There ain't no stopping me, cause I'm the old you. In the new mood, I'm the new you. I'ma do me, you can do you. But if I were you, I would do the new you. Baptized in his name, so when you do you, you can keep him in your ear like a Bluetooth. I told your eyes ain't seen or heard. I am not that same chick walking the word.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank, yeah. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank, yeah. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language.
You talking so down, I'm talking so loud. You talking just a few, I'm talking so down. You talking just a little, I'm talking whole crowds. With my daddy's words coming out my mouth. You talking just buildings, I'm talking seeing clouds. Doing it big with many freaking fire miles. I'm on some hot wings, doing some god things. Trying to pop things, but I am not things. Although I got things, I'm on this rock thing. Time to preach it in the streets on some block things. Pimps, prostitutes, hustlers, and rock fiends. Trying to get a dose of everything the rock brings. I came to rock things, I came to lock things. I came to do it big, biggie, and pop things. For the kingdom now, setting up shop things. You ain't tryna hear me, but it don't stop things.
I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank, yeah. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank, yeah. Face strong, swag on, look what face did. Never conceited, you just not speaking my language. I'm not the same chick, not the same chick. Mercy on me, got me covered like a flank, yeah.
Prayed up, homie, come and hang with us. They got names for us. Like prayer warriors, the God we trust. The devil can't worry us. I got angels guard on my front door, and they lace my flow with some of that angel dust. Ain't afraid of us when I see the serpent coming, cause I know that it's vitus venomous. When he get his things into us, vital parts of the body shut down. They'll be trying to get rid of us, but we'll be victorious if we get busy like Manizzi. Make his praise glorious. Satan will get crushed when we plead the blood of Jesus.
We pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray. We pray, we pray, we pray.
So fall back, evil spirits and demons who come in legions.
Fall back,
I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. Ooh. I'm a soldier for my Jehovah. I'm a rider for my Messiah.
Fall back,
evil spirits and demons who come in legions.
Fall back,
I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. In here trying to win, trying not to sin. I used to smoke Joe, drink lots of gin. So much smoke, need oxygen. All about them Benjamins. Then I heard about heaven when I get up in. So I changed my life, gave it all to Christ, and you with two. If you knew what Satan could do to you, give you hell instead of heaven. Going one way, leave out seven. Jack you of your right to be joined there with Christ. No more walking in light, you out at night with no curfew. For demons that's meaning to take over your soul and hurt you. But oh, how they tremble and shake, just like an earthquake. When you confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus is the source of your faith. They must flee, trust me, don't trust me, creator of all things. I sing his praises daily, I heard praise is a weapon. My praise is my artillery, it confuses the enemy and causes them to scatter. Without God, your guns don't matter. Wanna know what soldiers do when it's time to go to battle?
We pray, 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 we pray.
So fall back, evil spirits and demons who come in legions.
Fall back,
I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm a soldier for my Jehovah.
hell devour, creeping like a coward. Bow down to my Lord Jesus, he who has all power in his hands. I rebuke your plans, cast down imaginations, cast down the spirit of Jezebel and thoughts of fornication, cast down wicked intentions and feet swift to run the mischief, homosexuality, lying tongues and blasphemy. But a power invested in me, I speak with authority. Loud to these speakers, can't you think about ignoring me? Picture me, the blood of Jesus covering me, the Holy Ghost covering me, while I'm shouting, Satan, you must flee. Hosanna, Messiah, yes, you are Shabbat, God, Onisa. I'm a warrior for my Lord and a foreign tongue speaker. So hear me loud and clear if you can't adjust your fingers. It's hotter, hotter than hot sauce.
Tell them what we do, we pray.
We pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray, we pray.
So fall back, evil spirits and demons who come in legions. Fall back, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm a soldier for my Jehovah. I'm a rider for my Messiah. Fall back, evil spirits and demons who come in legions. Fall back, I command you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yeah. When you roll with the people of God, you get in that good old prayer. You feel me? Check it out. The power of God is displayed. It's your girl Hotta. Four tongues for you too. When somebody walks up to you, you
yeah,
that was Hotta.
We pray.
We pray.
We pray.
That's right.
So far back. Yeah.
Yo.
Foreign Tongues.
Yo.
Volume 2.
Go. Yeah, Foreign Tongues Volume 2. That's my sister Hotta. Hey, go pick that up, man. If you don't have the ringtones, go check that out at Mixer.com.
Mixer.com.
/Don Christian.
Get it.
Hey, check it out, man. Look, this is what we're doing, though. We're talking about the National Day of Prayer. We had a lot of people say some stuff you were about to say. Earlene had said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I seen
She was saying, I prayed all day on the National Day of Prayer. I was at work but stayed in prayer.
Yeah.
At times, I ran out of what to pray for, but hey, that happens. But that's all good. Sometimes, we're not always going to know what to pray for. Hit the transition. Hit that. That's flashing. And then that'll switch
in.
But sometimes, we're not always going to know what we're praying for. But, you know, that's why the Holy Spirit will intercede for us. You know, if we don't know what to pray for all the time, the Holy Spirit will intercede. Sometimes sometimes we don't always have to continually pray. We have to also stop and listen for what God is telling us.
That's right.
You know, so I mean, prayer is it's not a one-way channel. It's a two-way connection.
That's right. And if you don't know what to pray for, man, just pray. Start with the government, man, because I'm telling you right now, we need prayer in the United States. You know what I'm saying? I would not never want to be the president, you know what I'm saying, with all the stuff, the responsibility that he has, because he doesn't just have it now for, you know what I'm saying, us. He has it for, you know, the whole world, really, man.
Yeah.
If people don't know that the United States is one of the biggest and most advanced countries, then you know what I'm saying, wake up, because it's been like that. But we really need prayer for the United States. Pray for your family, man. You know what I'm saying? Pray for those that is not saved. Pray for us. Pray for the evangelists, pastors, prophets, teachers. You know what I'm saying? And what's the other one?
Family? Did you say family already?
Pastors, I think I didn't say. But we just need to pray for the fivefold ministry.
Already.
All those that are involved in ministry, pray for them. Pray for those that even fallen, man. And pray, you know what I'm saying, that we can all continually keep our faith, keep walking. And this National Day of Prayer, we need to make a national month of prayer. You know what I'm saying? And not only pray, sometimes fast, man. Because even the Bible say, you know, some of these things will only be cast out if you pray and fast. So even on your own, if you're young, you know what I'm saying, just, you don't have to fast the whole day. Take a little time out and just say, okay, I'm gonna dedicate this time to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gonna say, yo, I really appreciate that. And he might not say yo, but you know, if he talks to me, he might say yo.
Yeah.
You dig? But this is Yada Da King, man. We had a lovely time with y'all. Shouts out to everybody that's viewing us on live stream. If you want to watch us, you can see us on live stream around 5:30, 5 o'clock. You can tune in, get in early. We might chop it up. We might have some, you know what I'm saying, fresh stuff we going on. We're going to get the sound better for y'all soon. But man, this is Yada Da King Radio. I'm your boy, Don Christian.
And this is your boy, Frog.
Yeah, and
Ribbit. Keep it tuned in. Tell somebody about us.
That's right. Yada Da King.
Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King. Shabakta King. I yada da King. I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da King. Shabakta King. We yada da King. We